This great solemnity or feast of the Assumption of our Blessed Mother into heaven is meant to inspire us with a great confidence and hope. Of course, we celebrate that at the end of Mary's earthly life, she was taken up body and soul into heaven. Unique participation in Christ's resurrection, but also an anticipation of our resurrection. But of course, we know our lives here as we mourn and weep in this valley of tears as we pray to our Blessed Mother and the Hail Holy Queen. At times, we lose sight of that great hope that we have. Whether it's because of the destruction that we see around us or the pain and suffering that we experience in our lives or in the lives of those around us, we begin to lose hope. But today, again, we are called to look to that heavenly destiny that we all are called to. As we heard in our second reading from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, that just as in Adam all die, so too in Christ shall all be brought to life. Christ the first fruits, and then after that, all who belong to him, all who belong to Christ. Jesus came, became one of us, and he showed us the way to heaven. He brought his Blessed Mother up to heaven. Now we too have been brought to life through our baptism, and now we are called to be brought to life each day of our lives. We are called to look to our Blessed Mother and her example. She has been assumed into heaven to intercede for us, to be that special intercessor. And we seek her prayers, but we seek to follow her example of a listening heart, an obedient heart, and a humble heart. One that realizes, just as we hear in her Magnificat, that complete and total dependence upon her Savior. Just as we are called to depend upon him completely as well, to surrender our lives to him, and to trust that even in the midst of our sufferings and trials and struggles, he is right beside us. Our Blessed Mother seeks and wishes and desires to pray for us and to care for us and protect us, as well as our Heavenly Father as well. So in our life here in the body, we are called to be faithful disciples of Jesus. We are called to have those listening, trusting hearts. We are called to set our hearts and our sights on those things of heaven, realizing that even in our sufferings and struggles, as we unite them to the Sacred Heart, and as we find refuge as well in Mary's Immaculate Heart, we find great hope of that heavenly destiny that we have, but also of the hope that we can experience now, of the joy of knowing we are loved by the Father, and that Jesus has given all of himself completely to us, and that Mary continues to pray for us. So in a special way, we ask the Blessed Mother's intercession that we too would have those open, humble hearts to listen to our Lord, to allow his graces to pour forth through us and transform us to live the fullness of life here and the fullness of life forever.